This goes to Dr. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, fax 989-875-3732, regarding Lucina, L-U-C-I-N-A, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, date of birth August 6th of 1955. Dear Dr. Nelson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Miller with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 17th of this year. She has gained about 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and she's had higher than normal creatinine levels also starting in July of this year. Previously, the highest creatinine we saw was back when she was first seen in 2020. That was 1.4. But July 22nd of 25, creatinine was 1.43 again when it had been running 1.0 and 1.1. And it was rechecked a week later, 7:30 of 25, and it improved at 1.34. And then again, it was checked in August, on August 14th of 25, and it's 1.4. So it may have reached a new baseline, but we will be continuing to monitor this. She also had skin cancer removed from the tip of her nose, but the lesion never healed fully. So there's actually a hole in the tip, and mucus will come out of that if she sneezes or coughs, and she's going to have a skin graft done very soon for that. And for medications, she was started on hydralazine, 25 milligrams 3 times a day, and amlodipine was decreased from 10 milligrams daily to 5 milligrams daily. Carvedilol was increased from 12.5 milligrams twice a day to 25 milligrams twice a day. And other routine medications were, and she also was on Losartan, 50 milligrams twice a day, the maximum dose. She isn't having any symptoms currently, no edema, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Physical exam, weight is 216 pounds, pulse 64, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 150 over 62. So that is slightly higher than normal. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 14th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.4, estimated GFR is 40. Calcium, 9.8. Sodium is 136. Potassium, 4.9. Carbon dioxide, 29. And back to 7/22/25, we had a hemoglobin of 10.5 with a normal white count, normal platelets, and that is down from 11.2 in March of this year. Assessment and plans, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slight increase in creatinine level, but seems to be stabilizing in the 1.3 1.4 range. We want her to continue checking our renal chemistries and CBCs every 3 months. Two, hypertension, slightly higher than we'd like. The hydralazine does have room for increase. It could carefully be increased from 25 milligrams 3 times a day to 25 milligrams at 2 different times of the day and 50 milligrams once, just to slowly start to increase. And I've asked her if she could take blood pressures at several times during the day for the next 2 weeks and let us know the trends on when it may be higher, or if it's high all the time, then possibly we need to do 50 milligrams 3 times a day. And we did discuss this with the patient. Three, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. And four, anemia of chronic disease. And she is taking iron, oral iron, 325 milligrams. She has been taking them every other day. They do cause mild nausea when she takes them daily. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And labs will be done every 3 months. Mary Stoner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.